Psalms 102 and 13. And it reads, "You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time." Somebody say it is time.
It is time.
"To show her, show favor to her. The appointed time has come." I'm gonna read that one more time. "You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her, and have and the appointed time has come." I want to talk from this subject this morning, here and now.
Okay.
Here and now. As a people, we have been religiously taught, structured, embedded into our DNA that it's going to get better later. We sing stuff, we shout off stuff, we cry about stuff, but it's mostly about waiting. We were taught that if you just wait on the Lord,
amen,
and be of good cheer. We shouted off of the stuff because that's what they taught us to shout off of. That's what we saw people shouting off of. That if you wait on the Lord, he will give you, he will renew your strength. He will mount up on wings as eagles. But that only comes after waiting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That we were taught, we were pushed, we were moved and motivated in every area of our life to see how everything about God was supposed to come to us if we wait.
Yeah.
We, as a people, believe that there was 40 acres and a mule coming somewhere down the line, but they told you we would give it to you, but you got to
wait.
You got to wait.
Amen.
Everything that we have been given, we've been told how to do. We've even passed it down to our children. You tell them you want to do something, they remember longer than you do. And then they remind you of what you said.
Right.
And you say,
yeah,
we going to go.
Yeah.
You just need to
wait.
Yeah.
Life
is about waiting. Stuff is about waiting. We've even come to the point that in today's society where everything can be almost immediate, we've come to the place where we've started to condemn instant gratification. Mm-hmm. They tell you it don't taste as good in the microwave as it did in the oven. That's what they tell you. They say don't say, I'd rather have a crock pot meal than a microwavable meal.
Yeah.
It depends on what you microwave.
Amen.
You know, if you had a hot pocket out the oven, ain't much different.
Yeah.
If it ain't but a hot pocket.
That's it.
Yeah. You just waited for the oven to warm up. It's the same.
Yeah.
Same hot pocket it was.
Yeah.
Before you put it. Come on, somebody.
It's not
that people have taught us, and we've adapted this lifestyle as if God is a slow moving. On a walker.
Yeah.
He coming,
yeah.
But you're going to hear him before he shows up. Mm. And when he shows up, he be right on time. And God is going to get there when he get there. And you can't hurry, God. You just got to wait. How can God be the God that you waiting on, but be the same God that in 7 days made all of this?
Mm. Amen.
How can he be the same God that you got to wait on, but be the same God that we say he's quicker than right now?
Okay.
This same God that you keep acting like he got to take 32 days to do what you need him to do, but he's the same God that you say can keep you in the midnight hour.
That's it.
How can he be the same God? How can we adjust our life to understanding who God is, where God is, what God is doing, if we don't even understand who God really is? Because we've been taught that he's the kind of God that'll show up whenever he wanna show up.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, it's hard for me to believe that and at the same time believe that he's inside of me.
Okay.
So how he got to show up if I brought him?
Come on.
I was riding with some people a couple of months ago, and we were riding in the car. And it wasn't my car. I was in the back seat of the car. I was with my wife. We were in the back seat of the car. And they caught a flat. And I'm in the back seat of the car. They exit, get off the road, and we're sitting on the side of the road. They're trying to figure out how they're going to get the car to the place to get a new tire put on the car. I stop. Wait a minute. I got AAA.
Okay.
And as I get ready to call AAA, somebody asks me, is that going to cost us something?
Lord.
But you don't have to wait on me to get here.
Yeah.
No, I already paid for that.
Come on.
Somebody gonna
come
see
on.
How God is.
Yeah.
You ain't got to wait on your help to show up.
Come on.
I'm already in the car.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah.
No, so when I call the people, I tell them, no, send this person from this dispatch. Because I know where I'm at in Houston. I know where the people at in.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be by 30 minutes to an hour. No, sir, that's 15 minutes from here.
Yeah.
See if somebody there. Tell them call me.
Yeah.
No, it ain't take but 5 minutes to get here from where they at.
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
Yeah. Right now.
He didn't have to call me at home and say, can you come to us and bring your AAA card? Because, no, he's already in the car.
Come on now.
So if God is out with you, all he has to do is get provision to you.
Yeah.
He ain't got to get there to get provision and bring provision with it.
Come on now.
Amen.
Yeah, no. Here and now. 1989, the singer Big Luther came out with a song coming across the radio. Look into my eyes, and there you will see just what you mean to me. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Been sung at every wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, wasn't a good dance party until Luther came on. Luther shift the whole environment of the room, and it didn't get good until he got to the verse, here and now.
Yeah.
I promise to love faithfully.
Faithful.
Somebody in the back came back and hollered it with him. Faithfully.
Yeah.
Somebody better do it.
You're all I need. Mm-hmm. Here and now. Mm. I vow to be one with thee.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in the back holler, you and me.
Yeah.
Your love is all I need.
Yeah.
That's it.
I need. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Everybody in here. I don't know where y'all are in y'all life, but I know that I've been in some stuff that I needed God to show up here.
Right now.
I don't need a they that wait moment. I don't need a. I got some stuff in my life that if you don't show up here and now. Parenting will teach you how to deal with God.
Okay.
Because you'll see in your child some stuff about you, and then you'll want to kill it out of them, but didn't want nobody to kill it out of you.
Oh, Lord Jesus, talk about it.
Come on. Yeah. You, sometimes I tell God, I seen God with me and my wife raising our children, because I tell her sometimes, you better come get them.
Yeah.
Before I kill him. No, I can't do this today.
Yeah.
I don't care what you're doing now, but you got to do something. You got to.
That's it.
I don't care what's going on with you, what you're doing right now. Stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I need you here now.
Yeah.
Because if I hit him, I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah.
I got life. I got stuff. Here. Here and now, am I making sense, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
You, life goes in circles. There's a lot of stuff going on right here in Psalms 102. There's some stuff happening. They are the people, they're upset, they're mad, they're hurting, they're distressed, they're depressed, they got problems, they got situations, they got dilemmas, they got people hating on them, they got folks talking about them as folks. Some folks mad at them because they're doing good. Some folks mad at them because they ain't as big as they want to be. Some folks mad because they still down. See, some folks ain't mad because you winning or losing. They just mad because you woke up.
Oh, mm.
No, they ain't hating on you. They ain't talking about you. They just don't like you. Whatever involves you ain't got.
Yeah.
See, let me free two or three of y'all, because y'all trying to figure out how they going to fix what they got going on. Ain't got nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
No, they issues is them. They ain't got nothing to do with you. You. Mm-hmm. I just woke up. What is you mad for?
Yeah.
Good morning. Ain't nothing good about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Huh? Wait a minute. Jesus?
Yeah.
Satan, is you all right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
The Bible says, morning by morning, new mercies I
yeah.
see.
If it's, yeah. Yeah.
If I woke up this morning, something had to be waiting on me on the other side.
Yeah.
That's a you. See, most of us take weight from issues that ain't got nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a you problem. I can tell when the devil talking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to be holy, but sin came easy.
Yeah.
So it's some stuff that I've had to go through, that I've had to struggle and strain and read and study and explore and research on how to be a better person in life. Sin came easy to me.
Yeah.
So I'm still learning the voice of God, but Satan, I know him when he called.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I know when he, see, sometimes I be trying to talk to people, I stop and talk to the devil in them.
Yeah.
Devil, you a lie, I'm not finna do that.
Yeah.
Well, you're not finna call me on a Sunday morning, throw my whole day off with your problems. I'm not finna do
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said good morning. You said it wasn't. That's more like a you problem than a me problem. So when you figure that out, let me know. I'm going on. Do what I'm.
Yeah.
Cause say, nah, I ain't fighting to argue with you this morning. I'm just getting up.
Yeah.
You know. Am I making sense, y'all?
Yeah. Yes.
Some stuff you need God to do right then. They said that the evenings were coming with shadows. They wither like the grass. They ready to die. And I'm come out. There's some bad stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us don't call on God until there's some bad stuff happening. Mm-hmm. Three things I'm through about having God show up here and now. Three things. The first thing you see in this text is God's recognition.
Okay.
See, first of all, let me show you something. He says that if your Bible is like mine, it changes colors when God and Jesus is talking. So if this is black in your Bible, that means that this ain't God or Jesus talking. This is what they're telling God you got to do. Because if you love me the way you do love me, then you got to do something now, because I can't deal with this no more. If you gonna keep letting this stuff happen to me and talking about you love me the way you love me, it's some stuff you ought not let happen to me.
Yeah.
Okay, if you want to have a clear understanding of what's happening in this text in 107 and 102 and 13, you have to go back, pause, rewind life, and go back and look at the book, at the movie John Q. When the little boy was in the hospital and she said, I don't care what you do, but you got to do something.
Yeah.
And some of us have had that kind of conversation with God and say, I don't care what you do, but today is the day. You got to do something.
That's it. That's it.
Something.
Listen to the arrogance of how they spoke to our God. First three words, they say, you will arise.
Oh, okay.
You gonna get up and do something.
Yeah.
No, they just finished talking about how down and depressed they were and what they had going on and how their life was beating them up. But in 13, it came to term because they said, but you going to get up.
Mm-hmm.
But you will arise. I woke up this morning. You going to do something.
Yes.
Now, anybody besides me had a point in your life where you've had to say, God, you got to do something.
Yes. Yes.
If you want it fixed, you have to fix it. I've done everything I can do. I've plotted and prayed. It's your turn. I've been there with that song. I gave it over to the Lord, and you got to work it out.
Yeah.
I need you to do something, because I got two or three people that done been on my side. I done told them that you was going to fix it.
Yeah.
And if it go bad, it's on your credit and mine. Because with most of my stuff, you co-signed for it. So guess what? They might take my stuff, but it's on your credit.
Yeah.
God, I need you to do it right here.
Yeah. Right now.
God's recognition. God, I need you to get up.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Y'all remember that old, I think it was... what was it, Stewart standing on the side of his bed calling his mom, 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 Mommy. That's how sometimes we just got to get with God. I need you to show up. Hey, God, Jesus, hey, Holy Ghost, whatever you want to do today. I need you to show up. Whichever one of y'all, God, three in one. I need somebody. Somebody from your address to come here. Come on, somebody. See, sometimes you, God, I need you to show up right now. I don't care if it's God, Jesus, or the Holy Ghost. Somebody show up on my behalf in this situation. Because I ain't, guess what? It's like you calling AT&T telling them your phone messing up at your house, and they say, well, we're going to send somebody. No, I need you to send John. I don't care who you send.
Yeah.
Just make sure when they get here, they can fix whatever's going. Your problems and your prayers get God's attention. Most of your problems is what causes you to pray. Most of us got issues, and the issues is what keep you praying. Most of us don't pray from no ivory palace of everything is going to be all right. We believe it.
Yeah.
We want it, but it ain't right now.
Yeah.
Your money might not be funny, but you're cheering bad.
Yeah. Lord Jesus. Talk about it.
No, if it ain't one thing, it's another.
Yeah.
You got an extra check in the bank account, savings looking good, cheering, acting right. Then the lady at the job just won't even speak to you. You don't even know what you did to her. You just came in and said good morning, and she just looked at you like she wanted your job and your check. No, baby, they ain't going to give you both. You going Come on, somebody.
That's it.
You was minding your business, had a good day, the kids went off to school well, the spouse was doing good, the people at the job was fine. Got in your car and got to the red light, somebody to hit your car, look at the devil. It's always something that'll send you to talk to God about. You know, and then he can't get you. He'll get somebody else that's close enough to you that when they storm starts, you get wet. But you like, my life is doing good. They call you. I just lost my job. Lobby. I was having a good day. Can you call me tomorrow and tell me about it?
Today's
been real good. Come on, somebody. I mean, you just catch yourself. You don't want to be selfish, but I can't let this moment pass me. Because most of us ain't talking to God about just thanking him for what you did. I got some questions. Most of us go to God with questions. Now, why did you let that happen? You know, and historically, we see that this is true because in Acts 7 and 55, they were stoning Stephen, first deacon in the Bible. They killed him. And the Bible says that he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And Stephen was getting stoned, and he looked up and didn't see a cloud, a star. So he looked straight into heaven and saw God stand up. Say, he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Because when you're in trouble, Jesus ought to move. Arise. Come on, son.
That's it.
Because when I'm in trouble, he is. You can't be helping me and you ain't moved. If I say I'm stuck on the side of the road, I need you to come get me. And 30 minutes later, I ask you where you at. You talking about I'm just sitting here listening to you talk. I don't need you to listen. I need you to move. That's what, let me explain what the old saints really meant. They said it like this. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. That was our version of do something. I don't care what you do. Just do
something.
Don't just sit here and act like everything is all peachy queen and clean and cute and all together. No, it's going crazy down here. Can you get?
Please.
Send
something.
Come on, y'all. Fire marshal is here. Take the chains off the door. Do something. Do something. God, watch this. God is looking before you call him. Somebody should have shouted right there because you got some stuff you ain't been smart enough to pray about. Okay, I had somebody ask me, they was on Facebook, asked about what does speaking in tongues really mean. And I was trying to explain to them biblically, historically, what my understanding of the speaking in tongues was the utterance from your spirit to God's spirit in God language. It's your spirit, the Holy Spirit that's in you, talking to the Holy Spirit of God that's in heaven. So it's him talking to him, really ain't got nothing to do with you. It's really more what's coming that you ain't even smart enough to communicate going up to heaven. So people was trying to figure out what they were saying, but it ain't my conversation to share with you.
Yeah.
I said, but it's really a concept that most people today won't understand. He said, well, it ain't deep. I'm not trying to be deep. I said, I'm not either. It's too simple for most people to understand. He said, well, what is it if it's that simple? I said, none of your business.
Oh, Lord.
What is speaking in tongues? It's none of your business. What I'm saying to God ain't got nothing to do with you. I just might happen to be in the mic at the time when it hit me to say something, but it ain't got nothing to do. Y'all seen the video of the woman standing in the choir stand behind the lady talking, and she was telling her kids to sit down? Well, what the kids was that? Ain't none of your business. Just
set out.
Well, why you got to do it with the mic in your hand? Because they was up at the time. It was time. When it was time to communicate, it's time to communicate.
That's right.
That's what I tried to tell them. They still missed it because they were still trying to figure out the mysticism of, the Bible says, explaining spiritual things to carnal people is foolishness. That's what he says about preaching. Is they foolish. They don't understand it because God will recognize you. He gets up on your behalf. He's like a teacher. He says, God, will you recognize me? A teacher sitting in class, student raises his hand. She says, Johnny, what can I help you with? That's how God does when you get ready to call on him. Before you see, most of us don't get God's attention. We just start talking.
Right.
Oh, boy, that's going to get deeper than I wanted to. Worship really gets God's attention more than prayer does. Prayer is what really a message to Jesus that he sends, to message to God that goes through Jesus, so it got to get filtered before it gets to God. Mm-hmm. But worship is straight to God.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. So sometimes you got to skip the middle man. God, I need your attention. You are an awesome God. That's why you sing that song, take everything. I don't want it. I don't need it. I just want you. And most of us can't get filled to him because we're full of other stuff. I just need you. I got to have you.
That's it.
I need your recognition. I need you. Just put your hands on me. Don't fix it. Just show me you're there. Take everything. I ain't got a list of stuff you can't have. I ain't got a boat, a vote, or nothing.
Just
take. Not a train, automobile. Y'all know Dr. Seuss. Whatever you got. See, God's recognition is his part of what he does. He's standing. But the problem is, are you looking while he's standing? Because he can be standing and you're not paying attention and you're still waiting to get his attention. But you decided to look at the problem and not to God. Because he said, God, arise. First thing is God's recognition. Second thing is your request. Your request, second part, he says, and have compassion on Zion.
Yeah.
Have compassion. That compassion literally means don't give us what we deserve. Give us what we need. Mm. It means I deserve a whooping, but I need a hug. Philippians 4:6 says, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Don't be nervous about it. Just pray about it. Don't be scared. Just pray. Don't be nervous. Just pray. Your problem's going to keep coming, but you need to pray. Have you talked to God about it? What did God say? What did you, when you talked to him, what did he? Because see, most of the time we get people that want to take God's spot.
But most of us
should ask. So what did God say when you talked to him? Well, I hadn't talked to him about this yet. Or when I talked to him, he hadn't fixed it. Well, I don't need him to do it tomorrow. I need him to do it now. So I need to talk to who can fix it. You don't go to drop your car off and then ask the people what's wrong with it while you're dropping it off. Wait a day. So what did y'all find out? Well, we hadn't gotten to your car yet. I mean, it could have been at the house. It was just sitting at the house. Y'all charging storage fees. Your request. What are you talking to God about? Let me explain something to you. Because we say, well, Jesus knows all about it. God knows everything. Why should I have to pray about what I need God to do if he gonna do it? If he already know what he should do it. He that kind of God. He's all powerful, all knowing. Well, true. I got you. And that might be your logic. But he's never shown us to be the God that's going to fix your stuff just because it's wrong.
Okay.
Even Jesus looking at a blind man said, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus, man's blind, Jesus. What do you mean? What he want him to do? Ain't much
He got in lack of. Can't even start with looking at you? He can't see you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, if he don't say that's what he want, he might want a check.
Yeah.
I can get him a check.
Yeah.
I mean, I can reach down. Come on, y'all. I got Bible for this. I can reach down in the fish's mouth and bring out some coins and say, render to Caesar what Caesar's. Give it. I can get him a check.
Yeah.
He might want his mama raised from the dead. I can go get her.
Yeah.
I went and got Lazarus by name. I can go get.
Yeah.
He might want his wife's womb to be able to bear children.
Yeah.
You better ask the woman in 2 Kings. We can get that thing to happen with a word. I ain't even got to go there for that.
Yeah.
But Jesus, what's wrong? Why did you have to ask people what they needed when you're looking at some stuff that they need? Because what I see they need, they might not be smart enough to see it themselves.
Okay.
And most of the time, we think God ain't moving because the stuff he giving you is what you really need, and it ain't what you asked him for.
Come on now.
God, I need a new job. No, you need an attitude adjustment before you get to the new job, because everybody that go to work ain't crazy. Maybe you just mad and mean.
Oh, okay. That's it right there.
Come on, somebody. You praying for a new job. No, pray for a new attitude, because you don't know how to work with people, because you got a control complex that you don't know how to deal with. And the problem is that they doing their job, you doing the supervisor job, and you...
Oh, wow.
You got owner's frustration with management duties. It's just not going to work out for you. You destined for frustration.
Yeah.
1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your cares on him because he cares for you. Give it to somebody that care. Don't be talking to people that your issues don't even disturb them. I'm almost done. First thing is God's recognition. Second thing is your request. Last and final thing is God's response. He says that after you get God's attention, your problem gets God's attention, then you should start talking to God. But after that, what does God have to say about it? Because we normally stop at our request, because our prayer life is really one-sided. You become a monologue prayer. You just don't shut up, do you? You just gonna keep going. Everybody knows somebody that call you and don't let you talk. You just keep going. Just, you're just not gonna stop. You just
keep
talking. I don't know what to do about this. Okay.
So
you know that, I'm talking about that kind of person you put on speakerphone and turn all the way down and just Nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
But I ain't good. I need to Let me tell you how you know that this person does this. When you don't answer the phone and people around you saw that you didn't know, or you ain't feel like talking today, or listen. You know, come on.
That's not funny.
And then y'all friends with the same people, and they looking at each other talking about, they told me they called you, ain't answer the phone, so you making them call me. So
that's it.
Or you warn them. They on the tearing today. You just be ready. You ready. They got me. You ready. You ready for them, because they're coming. Wait, if you don't want to deal with that person, why are you that person of God? You just call him and tell him what you want and when you want. And then when he started talking about, well, I was thinking about doing that for you. All right, I'm gone.
Oh,
yeah.
I ain't even waiting.
I was talking. You know, and God don't do us like I do people, because when I'm talking to people and I don't get nothing in, I let them hang up and call them right back. Well, this is my side of the conversation. I wasn't ready to get off the phone. You gonna listen to me.
Call him right back.
Just call him, right? Were you through? Because I wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't hang up in your face. But you did, because I couldn't say nothing.
That was.
Next time you want to have one of them conversations, record it and send it to me. I can listen to it when I want to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to listen to that then. You took 30 minutes of my day.
Yeah.
With all of your stuff, and I couldn't even say good morning. You know, I really don't know what to do about this, and this. Well, I think you should, because everybody keep calling. Oh, I figured this way. This is not a two-way. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Let me shut up there.
Yeah.
The children of Israel were having that problem. They had issues. It's God's turn to respond. And watch this, y'all. This is still in black. This is what they telling God. God, you gonna get up. I'm sorry, you shall arise.
And I need you to be nice to me because I had enough hell. I'm sorry. And show compassion on Zion.
Yeah.
Well, after you see what you ask him to do, then they went a step farther. Told him what he need to do it. For it is the time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. I like this better than the King James Version, just the end part. It says, for the set time, it's right now.
Amen.
No, I need you here.
Right now.
And now. I don't need a 72-hour blessing. I don't need a 32-hour blessing. I don't even need a 24-hour blessing.
Yeah.
I need a right now. I don't need tomorrow whenever the sun come up.
Yeah.
I don't need to God. I'm not going to wake up with this headache tomorrow. I need a God when I get ready for invitation. I need this headache gone. I need to be able to look at my email when I walk out the building and see a breakthrough on my email.
Yeah.
I need a right now. See, the problem with most of us is that, like I started off saying, we've been taught that everything is going to get better in the sweet by and by. But I don't need a by and by. I need a right
now.
I need a set time. I need a time management praise. I need by the second Sunday in October.
Yeah.
I need this thing to fix for me.
Yeah.
I don't care what they got going on, and if they want to wait on the Lord and let him renew their strength, bless me. I don't need no.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to be with me. I'm saying that there's a set time. God is about to do something. Let me release that in this room. That God is about to do something in your life, but you have to appreciate the right now blessing. Okay, let me explain to you what a right now praise looks like. It's literally you saying, God, I'm going to act like I got it, so when I get it, I ain't got to learn how to act with it. No, I'm going to act like these children ain't crazy, and I ain't going to beat them. I'm going to just tell them, you ain't acting like the you that I know that's in you.
That's
and I'm going to talk to the you that's in your future, because the you that I'm dealing with now going to have to die. Either physically or spiritually, because one of y'all ain't going to make it to tomorrow. I need a right now. Somebody say right now, right? A set time. God is about to do something right
now.
Against your culture, against your raising, against your breathing. But literally, God, I need you to arise and show compassion to me, because the time to do it is now. I can't wait till tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow going to look like. I've cried my last tear yesterday. Found some new tears. I done cried them out. I'm through. I'm sorry, let me say it in the words of Fannie Lou Hamer. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm through with that. And when I got through of that, I said, God, I need you to do it
right
now.
That's it.
I don't need to holler. I don't need to shout. I just need you to move. And when I move, you move. Just like that. Somebody going to
move.
And I mean, you need to move. See, most of us don't get it. Most of us don't appreciate it because you got see what this is a faith walk, and what faith is faith is the substance of things hoped for. That faith is the emotion. Hope is the emotion of faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. So if you have this faith that something is going to happen, and you say, God, I need you to do it right now.
Right
you have
now.
To act like it is right now. See, most of us struggle with trying to get a right now thing because you don't really believe it's going to happen.
That's right.
And your faith is what limits the manifestation of God. Why are you saying that? Because the faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you got a hope, if you want God to do something, you got to have enough faith to make what you're hoping for come to fruition. Let me pause and let me get you a little closer. If hope is the destination, faith is your gas. You got to have enough gas to get you to your hope. And most of us keep falling dead because you ain't put enough faith on it to get to what you was hoping for. I need two or three people that's ready to pull up on that thing today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but today. I need God to show up today. I ain't asking for something unrealistic. I ain't asking for a million, but can I get a couple of thousand? Whatever you need him to do in your life.
Right.
Come on.
Okay. I went to a service yesterday. The guy preached. One of the things he said really blessed me, and it stuck right here in this sermon, and I'm through. He said in 2 Samuel 30, 1 through 8, David and his men go off to battle, come back, and all of the women are gone. They're not dead, but they're gone. And he says that David encouraged himself because the men wanted to kill him. David encouraged himself in the Lord. But what I want you to catch is one thing that he exegeted out of that text that I love is that when the devil comes in while you're trying to run, but you're still God's person, it's some stuff that the devil can take, but he can't steal. Kill. Amen. I'm sorry. He can take it, but he can't kill it.
Yeah.
And some of us are recipients of the devil. We got insurance claims on stolen property. He took it, and I want my stuff back. You know how you call the police and give you a claim number?
Yeah.
They broke in my house. They stole my stuff, but I want my stuff back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And two or three of us, I just came to give you a heads up, a warning, a notification like you get to your phone.
Yeah.
You know, somebody posts something new that you close to, you get a notification.
Yeah.
Let me give you a notification that your stuff is gone, but it ain't dead.
Come on now.
Pause, rewind. Y'all missed that thing. Whatever you've been praying for, you ask for God to give you your joy back. Your joy ain't dead. It's just gone.
Yeah.
But
if
you say right now, God,
right now,
it's a set time.
Yeah.
God, I need you to do it. Whatever you're going to do, when you're going to do it, how you going to do it. Whatever you got to do, I need you to do it right now because the devil came and stole my stuff and I need my stuff back.
Here.
And now let's pray. I'm through. God, I love you.